Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you remember some of the big milestones in your life?
Yeah.
Like, for example, do you remember when you first rode a bicycle without any training wheels?
I do not remember that.
I do.
I've got to get my kids out, too, because that's one thing I keep beating myself up.
I remember very clearly the first time Hawk rode his bike without
you?
No.
I was 26.
I remember not the year or how old I was, but I remember my dad pushing me and me wrecking and him being humiliated that his child was so horrible at everything sports-related and him telling me, Tommy, you need to try again. And I'm like, I don't want to, because, I mean, I just pounded my face on the concrete.
Someone said you get like a belt and you put it underneath the kid's arms and you run beside them and kind of hold them up that way. And
what's that going to do? Drag you down when they fall?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be tumbling over with them.
Great. Share the pain. Yeah. Well, they say most people rode their first bike at around age 7.
Okay.
That sounds late to me.
Late now, yeah.
But, you know, I think their kids are doing things later now. They made their first friend at 5. I don't recall making my first friend anywhere near that young.
Or 15?
Yeah, I was like trying to think.
I remember in kindergarten, I had a buddy. We would always play outside, and we would be at the sandbox.
I was probably third grade or so, and I remember going over to Sam Wachter's house, and we would play stuff, and we would take his bedroom desk and turn it on its side and play like Star Wars and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. That was probably one of my first friends.
I remember one of my first friends, and we decided to play beauty shop, and I cut her hair off.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
She wouldn't play with me again.
I wouldn't either.
It's not that she wouldn't. It's that her mom wouldn't.
Okay,
let her.
Okay, well, my mother did have something to say about it.
You won't play with that Aiken girl anymore.
Yeah,
well. Cut your hair off.
Okay, they say they learned to swim at age 8, and of course now the trend is to go much younger than that.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
You can teach them as infants to do that little rollover trick. Mm-hmm.
I was much older. Afraid of the water for a long time.
Really?
And I don't think I swam until 12.
What a wimp.
And growing up in Miami.
My dad
really
would have been even more embarrassed than you.
Well, no, it's impossible.
Because, I mean, we were like the kids who learned to swim pretty early because of being in Florida and all. Mm. And they just threw us in the pool.
Okay.
And we swam. Well, there was 3 of us. At one point, but now it's just me and my brother.
Well, okay, what happened there?
Wow. I told you.
I know, because I lived in Tennessee. We didn't swim a lot.
Right.
So we didn't have a pool. We weren't rich. So it took me a long time to learn how to swim.
Well, we weren't rich. Yeah. We just lived in Florida. The beach was right there.
Yeah, sure.
And we did have a pool, but it was like an above ground 3-foot swimming pool that my dad built a deck for.
And it's so important to get swimming lessons, and you don't have to be rich to get them. You can go to YMCA or something.
I remember taking swimming lessons at the Y when I was, I don't know how old I was. I was little, and I wanted to jump off the diving board, and the instructors, my mom still tells me this, and I kind of remember, but she was like, they had to let you jump because you weren't going to let them teach you. So I had to jump off the diving board the first time I was
scary.
There.
Did they let you sink to the bottom?
No, I remember having a little float on.
No.
But, I mean, I did take swimming lessons.
I don't remember when I learned how, but that's a milestone.
It is a milestone. How about your first broken bone?
Yeah, I broke my arm. I was sitting back in a chair. My mom's like, if you don't, and you know, I was at the dinner table, and you push back. There was a place on the bottom of the table, and I would kick back on two.
You were leaning back on the table, man.
What do they call
leaning
that?
Leaning back on your chair.
My chair.
You
and
were
the
leaning
two
back.
Fell back, and sure enough, I did break my arm. She said I would, and I did.
Wow.
Yep.
That's been
my
a
first
good story 5 minutes ago.
I don't know of anybody else who's ever done that, leaning back in a chair. Even though you're warned about it.
Well, but because I put my arms around.
Oh, well, you're.
So you couldn't catch yourself.
I couldn't catch myself. Nope.
Now, I notice you still lean back in chairs at times, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
He don't learn.
I'm very cautious.
Yeah, because I think it was a meeting we were in one time, and I saw you leaning back in the chair. And I'm like, hey, you're going to break your arm.
I don't recall ever breaking a bone. Not that it was diagnosed anyway. My brother did. He rode a bicycle out in front of a car, and I watched it. It was pretty horrific, and he broke his arm.
I was going to say I've never broken a bone, but I forgot my butt bone.
Ow.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a good one to break, I guess.
No, it's not, actually.
No, because you can't see it, and you can't put a cast on it.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't even put a cast in it.
But he did get people to sign it, and that was fun. All right, other big milestones. Yeah. 17 is a big year. Sure. People go on, believe it or not, average their first date. Now, obviously, a lot of people much younger than that, but apparently some people older bringing it into the average.
See, I think 16 would be bigger than that because you get your driver's license.
Well, and you do go your first concert at 16, too.
But I'll tell you, the teens I'm seeing in my family that are 16 and they don't care about license. They don't care about driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
They don't older. They don't care to rush to get them.
And I think 16's way too late for a concert. I mean,
these days.
Yeah, because I see like 12-year-olds.
My daughter went when she was like 7 or 8.
Maybe that's by yourself. That's what it probably is.
I doubt it. And then here's the big one. When do people have their first kiss?
8.
Heidi, I shouldn't have asked you.
8? Good grief.
I'm kidding.
5?
Real kiss, real kiss.
Real kiss, first real kiss.
All right.
Real.
So the 10-second Frencher, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Mine was about 12, probably.
12? Okay, yeah. Cato?
I was trying to think, because it was Debbie, you remember, and I always...
Yeah, she still lives here.
Yeah, and I just talked to someone recently who says she laughs when I talk about me kissing her mm-hmm. for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know how old I was. I had to be about 10.
Wow.
Well, we know Heidi was early. The average first kiss is 15. I even did better than that. I was like 12 at church camp.
You know what? I might have been 12 or 13 now that I think about it. Mm-hmm.
We are overachievers here on
the
Hawk and
Tom
Show.
All right. Good deal. Good deal.
We did almost everything early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.